मणि अतचिंति निविदिलां गुरुतर सा श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य महाप्रभु इज डिस्क्राइबिंग हिज प्रैक्टिकल एक्सपीरियंस अबाउट चांटिंग हरे कृष्ण when he saw himself that I am getting almost like a madman, so he again approached his spiritual master and submitted, my dear sir, I do not know what kind of chanting you have asked me, because he is presenting always as a fool. He presenting that he could not perceive, he could not understand what is happening. But he submitted that these are the symptoms are developed. Sometimes I cry, sometimes I laugh, sometimes I dance. These are some of the symptoms. So I think I have become mad. Kibamantra Lila Gosai Kibatara Bhav Jopite Jopite Mantra Parila Pala. I do not know what sort of mantra you have given me, but it appears that I have become almost like a madman. Asai nasai mare karai tundan, atasmi guru mare bari. These chanting makes me obliged to laugh and dance and sing. So when my spiritual master heard me, he replied as follows. Krishna Mahamantra Raita Sabhav Jai Japi Tar Krishna Upajaya Bhav. Now, the spiritual master is explaining, yes, this is the right result of chanting Hare Krishna. Unless you come to this emotional stage, transcendental emotional stage, you should know that you have not come to the perfectional stage of chanting. So I am very glad to see that you have chanted very nicely and you have developed the desired result. Krishna Visaya Prama Param Purushat. Because this emotion means that you are developing love of Krishna. And that is required. Not that simply by official chanting you remain where you are. You should develop this laughing, crying and dancing is due to emotion of love of God. So this is not bad. The spiritual master of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jarade Tinatulla Chari Purushat. Now, the symptoms which you have developed is transcendental and above all other four perfectional stages. What are the four perfectional stages? In the material world, there are supposed to be four perfectional stages of human life. What is that? First perfectional stage is that when one becomes very expert in following the religious principles. That is also another perfectional stage for common man. You have got your principles of religion, say, either Hindu or Muslim or Christian or Jew, you have got your own Bible or Testament or Quran or Vedas. There are rules and regulations, rituals, everything. So one who follows those rules and regulations, they are called religionists. And what is the effect of becoming religionists? The effect is that you can live very peacefully without any material want. Simply by following the rules and regulations of your scripture, it doesn't matter which religion you belong to, but if you follow the rules and regulations, then your life will be peaceful and there will be no material want. That is not, of course, peaceful. You cannot expect any peace in this material world. Because the major problem is birth, death, old age and disease. So you cannot change this. But somehow or other, your life will be peaceful and more than those upstarts who do not follow any rules and regulations. You'll be in better position, far better position than them. So this is one perfection, to become a man of religiosity. Then, if you become a man of religiosity, then your economic wants will be almost nil. Dharma, artha, and kama. And if your economic wants are fulfilled, then you can fulfill your sense enjoyment very nicely. We want economic development. Why? Because we want an ordinary man who is in the material world. He wants to fulfill his sense. He has got so many demands of his senses, either in this world or in the other world. Suppose a man is following the religious principle to go to other planets. What is the purpose of going to other planets, heavenly planets? It is for having a better facility for sense enjoyment. Just like according to Hindu conception, the heavenly planet Indraloka, it is said there are very beautiful women and very beautiful gardens, and they can drink somaras and enjoy life for 10,000 of years, and there one day is equal to 6 months of this planet. So, opulence, life, enjoyment, far, far better than this. Therefore, they want to go to the heavenly planet. Similarly, these are facts. These are not, I mean to say, stories or fiction. These are facts. Similarly, in the Quran also, there is such injunction that if one follows the principles of Quran, and the next time they will go to Hur, the land of the Hur, the same beautiful woman, because we have got this material idea. Sense gratification, and the last word in the sense gratification is sex life. That's all. So if we think that going to that place, I will have free sex life and the beautiful man, beautiful woman, and nice drinking, nice eating. So the material is the thing. This is perfection of life. This is perfection of life. So dharma, artha, kama, and the last thing is salvation. Salvationist. What are these salvationists? When a person becomes frustrated by becoming a man of religiosity, a rich man of economic development and satisfaction of sense gratification, when one has seen that all these things has not given him any peace of mind, then he wants to become out of this scene and become one with the Supreme. This is called salvationism. So somebody is thinking Bhagavat, somebody is thinking impersonal Brahma. So the last stage is to become extinguished in the Bhagavat and impersonalism. That is called salvation. Salvation from this material entanglement. So, general people, they have got these four kinds of ideas. Religiosity, economic development, sense gratification, and at last monism, become one with the Supreme. That's all. In Bengal, there is a proverb, the Mulla Daur Masjid. Mulla Daur, among the Mohammedans, the priest is called Mulla. The Mulla is going very hurriedly, and a person is asking, he has put wrong. Stop it. Uh, So, all these activities are up to the last stage that to become one. Therefore, 99.9% they talk of void and impersonalism. They have no idea. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that these emotions, by chanting Hare Krishna, developing love of God, is far, far beyond these four principles of perfection. Above the idea of becoming one with the Supreme. Pancham Purushartha Prem Primananda Mritasindhu Brahmadi Ananda Jad Mahesh. This Pancham Pura, this is fifth guidance. One, religiosity, and two, economic development, and three, self gratification, and four, to become one with the Supreme. So, above these four, this is fifth. This is the fifth stage of perfection. What is that? Developing love of Godhead and getting emotion out of that. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, this emotional state is so transcendental and so elevated that there is no comparison with the other four principles. The perfection of the other four principles is enjoyed to become one with Brahma. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, this Brahmananda is just like a drop in comparison with the ocean. This emotion of transcendental love is compared with the ocean. And this Brahmananda, to become one with the Supreme, is just like a drop out of that ocean. So there cannot be comparison. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that there is no comparison. Brahmavi Ananda Jarnahe Arjuna. Krishna Namer fall, Prima Sarvar Shastriko. Krishna Name, if you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, then the result is that you develop full pleasure, love of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhagyashayi Prima Tamar Kuri Yavuda. So I am very glad, Chaitanya, that you have developed that symptoms by chanting. So it is very good and it is very nice. You are very fortunate. Trimar Sabhavi Kare Chitta Tanukho. When one becomes just like a man in love in this material world also, he sometimes becomes just like madman. So similarly, material manifestation is simply perverted reflection of the real love. Here there is no love. It is simply a reflection. Because the spirit soul is originally in love with the Supreme. So he is trying to express his loving sentiments or lying symptoms. But because it is not on the platform of the Supreme, therefore, materially there manifests sometimes, but it breaks. It does not exist. So, similarly, as in the ordinary love affairs, there are so many emotions. Similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, this is the nature of love. Nature of love. Primar sabhav kare chitta tonukho. Home means there is some agitation within the mind and of the body. There are so many symptoms. Krishna charana prapti upajayo. And the more you increase the symptoms and this emotion, the more you will be anxious to be a sincere lover of God or Krishna. Primar sabhave bhakto hasi kandega. This is the nature of loving emotion of a devotee, that he sometimes laughs, sometimes dances, sometimes cries, punamatta hiyana se iti uti dha, and sometimes he dances like a madman and goes this side and that side. So these symptoms are good symptoms. சேத கம்ப ருமான் சாத்து கதகத வைவன்ன உன்மாத விஷால தைத்திய கர்ப்ப ஹர்ஷ தைன்னு some of the stages are explained, and each item is very important. Said, when actually one comes to the perfectional stage of emotion, there is perspiration, perspiration from the body. Said, kampa, there is shaking of the body, like this, yes, shaking of the body. Romancha, the hair stands on the holes, romance. Gadgada, he fails to speak. He cannot express his words exactly. Vaivarna, there is sometimes paleness of the body. Unamana, just like a madman. Vishad, he becomes morose, very sorry. Vishad, dhaija, calm and quiet. Then garba, he becomes pride something, just like a civilized man, pride, proud, harsha, excessive, and dhinna, and humbleness. So these are the symptoms of perfection. Sometimes they imitate. The imitation is no good. It will come, and you are in perfectional state, these symptoms will automatically come. Deivhavi prima bhakta ganeri nachaya krishnen anandamrita sagare bhasaya. All these symptoms mean that he is floating in the transcendental ocean of joy of loving Krishna. That is the actual experience of love. Just like you love somebody, when he comes, meets you, embrace you, you have got a particular emotion. Similarly, these emotions means that you are in the perfectional stage of chanting Hare Krishna. Malahila paile tumi param purusartha, tomar prameche ami haila ankita. So, his spiritual master says, so it is very nice, my dear Chaitanya, you have developed all these symptoms, so I am also obliged to you because I initiated you. Now you are so perfectional stage, in a perfectional stage, so I am thinking myself also proud that I have got a disciple like you, or you have been benefited by me. So this spiritual master said like that. নাশ গাও ভক্ত সঙ্গে কর সংকীর্তন কৃষ্ণ নাম উপদেশী তার সদ্বজন দাও হিয়ার ইজ অ্যানাদার অর্ডার দি ফার্স্ট অর্ডার ইজ দ্যাট ইজ চান্ট এন্ড ওয়েন দে ডিসাইপল ইন দি পারফেকশনাল স্টেজ দি স্পিরিচুয়াল মাস্টার অর্ডার দ্যাট ইয়েস কন্টিনিউ দিস চান্ট নাচ গাও ভক্ত সঙ্গে কর সঙ্গে নাচ গাও ভক্ত সঙ্গে ইজ পার্টিকুলার ওয়ার্ক that you chant and sing and dance in the societies of devotees, not otherwise. Bhaktasam, this particular word is there. Because otherwise, you will not feel quite comfortable. Abhakta, abhakta, abhakta means those who are not devotees, they cannot participate in this chanting or dancing. Therefore, it is particularly mentioned, then bhakta sangha, you chant and dance in the society of devotees. Nāsya gāva bhakta sangha karo saṅkītan, and yourself enjoy this chanting and dancing. And at the same time, Krishna nāma upadesi taro sattva. At the same time, preach the Krishna consciousness philosophy, so that others may also be delivered. Don't be satisfied that you have attained the perfectional state, so your business is end. No. You have to distribute this sense of Krishna consciousness to the world, so that others may take also advantage. Krishna upadesi. Upadesi means in a stack. Krishna na. About Krishna and Krishna's name, Krishna's fame, Krishna's entourage, Krishna's glories, Krishna's form. There are so many things about Krishna. The Krishna chant is Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam principally, and there are many other supplementary books of knowledge about Krishna. So this is also another beauty of this land, Krishna consciousness. There is another Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Bharat Bhumiti Manushya Janma Haila Ja. Anyone, he is ordering all Indians, Bharat Bhumiti. All Indians. He does not say the Hindus or the Bengalis or the Punjabis. No. He says particularly, any person who has taken his birth in this land of Bharatvarsha, Janma Sarthakari, you just perfect your life. Just perfect your life and paro paropaka and distribute this knowledge for benefit of all other people. So that this injunction is received, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, that first of all, make your life perfect. Don't try to preach without becoming yourself perfect. The nonsense thing is going on in this world, that so-called preachers, they have not perfected their life, but they have become preachers. They have not already perfected their life, and they have become preachers. Therefore, they are bringing so many nonsense things and misleading persons, Vedantis and Vedanta society, yogis, these or that, but they are not themselves perfect. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that before becoming preachers, before endeavoring yourself to do good to others, you just perfect yourself. Physician, heal thyself. Physician, you are yourself diseased. How you can become a physician? People will at once will be distracted. Oh, this doctor, this medical man, he is suffering from fever and is treating my fever. So there will be no, effect. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, or his spiritual master says, that Krishna nam upadeshi tarasat bhajam. First of all, you have perfected yourself. By chanting Hare Krishna, you have come to the perfectional state. Now you have got the symptoms of emotion. Now you can preach Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Yes. Atvali asrok sikhai namore, Bhagavate Sari Bali Bali Bali. My Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that my spiritual master, after instructing me in this way, he has taught me one very nice verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam. What is that? Idam vratasya priyanama kirta jatanudage drudacitta uccai hasatta suro ditirodi gayan vati unamadavat nirkatilokavayam. When becomes actually devoted to Krishna consciousness and takes pleasure by chanting his object of love, Dutta Chitta Uchit, his mind becomes fertile by such chanting. And then Hasati, he laughs. Atho, Rodati, sometimes cries. Rodati and Roti. And by seeing him, others also cry. Rodi, Roti, Gayati, and chants very loudly. Unamadava, Nittati, and dances like a madman. Nittati, Lukavahya, and he doesn't care that somebody is looking up on me. Just that I am mad man, he doesn't care for her. This is the professional stage of shanti. Eitar bhakyani dirovishkas bhari nirantar kastanam sankirtan kari. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu concludes, because you might always remember that he is speaking to Prakashananda Saraswati, so he says that with full faith, in the words of my spiritual master, I chant this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, and I have no other business. Nirantar Kari. Because he raised the question of Vedanta, studying Vedanta. See, he is answering. This is my position. I am just following the instruction of my spiritual master. In the beginning, he taught me like this, instructed my ways, then I followed, I developed the symptoms, then again I approached my spiritual master, he confirmed the same thing. Therefore, my business is to follow his instruction, and therefore I am always chanting and dancing. Thank you.